Hello, friends. Welcome to another edition of the Get Cyber Smart podcast, your 7 to 10 minute educational look into this crazy thing we call cyber. I'm your host, retired FBI Supervisory Special Agent Darren Mott. And in this episode is part three of Protecting Seniors Online, the how the bad guys are targeting seniors. So before I get rolling on this particular podcast, I just want to check my other feeds to make sure there's actually audio coming from that. Let's see. Protecting Seniors Online, the how the bad. There is on that one. That's good to see. And on this one, I don't know. That doesn't look. Oh, I saw this muted. Let's unmute. Find the how the bad. There is on that one. Okay, there we go. So I know both are working. So good. I appreciate your tolerance. If you're listening on the podcast, thank you for putting up with me to messing around with the audio on the video feeds. And I also, if you are watching this probably after I've recorded, I appreciate that because I know that I've rescheduled this a couple times. I've changed how I'm pushing this out. This is through my OBS system on my computer. I did that way to try to feed the audio correctly through what I'm trying to do. So as opposed to doing Restream Studio, which is very good, but we're going to use OBS for this one. So again, I appreciate you either listening to the podcast, watching the Restream, watching the rebroadcast, either on YouTube or LinkedIn. I greatly appreciate that. If you are listening to this podcast, you can catch it on all of your favorite YouTube streaming. I'm sorry, your podcast streaming options, Apple, Google, Stitcher, so on and so forth. And hopefully the video on this is a little better than it was in the past. I upgraded the Restream process, so the video should be a little better. So this is going to be how bad guys are targeting seniors. Remember, this particular series is dealing with how to protect seniors online. And so last week we talked about who the bad guys are that are targeting seniors. Today we're going to talk about kind of how they're doing that. So let's get right into that here. So first off, obviously, one that I'm sure we're all aware of, and I don't really probably have to tell anyone, is romance fraud is one of the number one ways that bad guys are targeting seniors online. Obviously, as seniors get online, they are later in their stage of life, and they may be widowed, they may be divorced, so they're looking for love. And so scammers and bad guys realize that they can use the multitude of dating apps out there to find willing individuals who will engage them online, and they can kind of prey on their loneliness and their needs and get them to go into a relationship with them online. Seen this happen many times in the FBI. A lot of people would come in and had been scammed out of thousands and thousands of dollars. And the way this generally works is the scammer will use a fictitious image. They'll catfish the person. And so the person will think they're dealing with a doctor or someone overseas. And then they'll say, hey, I'm coming home in a week. Hopefully we can get together and meet. And then something will happen. And they'll say, you know, I lost my wallet. I lost my credit cards. And so I can't get on the flight to come home. Can you wire me $2,000 so I can get an air flight to come home? And they'll start down that road of requesting money upon money upon money. And again, these people have fallen for the person online through the fictitious persona that has been created, and they'll continue to send money to that person before they realize that there's kind of a scam here. I had a lady come to us in Charlotte. This was going back 14, 15 years ago. This is how long this has been going on. And she had sent $50,000 to someone overseas thinking that it was the love of their life and that she was helping them try to get back over. And so fortunately, one of the things I've started to see is that local banks are recognizing this kind of fraud and are questioning people who go in to do wire transfers. Not enough are doing it really, but there are some that are at least recognizing this particular fraud and taking means to try to mitigate that. So again, all of this that I'm going to talk about today, if you're a family member of someone who is considered a senior, then take a look for these kind of scams so you can, again, help them realize that this is probably not real and they should stop sending the individual scammer money. Second one, government impersonation. You've probably all experienced this yourself, where you get that phone call that says, I'm from the Internal Revenue Service and we relooked at your taxes and you owe us $10,000. If you don't pay it, we're going to come and arrest you and that kind of thing. So again, they are targeting on seniors' gullibility, for lack of a better term, And, you know, people, when they talk to people on the phone, tend to believe what they're hearing, kind of like they believe what they see online. And so they will follow the scammer's instructions and wire transfer money or, you know, but they are under the belief they're about to be arrested for some kind of fraud, some kind of crime they necessarily didn't commit. But if they pay the fraudster, then they will get out of that particular issue. So obviously, government entities, if they want to arrest you, are not going to call you and tell you they're going to come and arrest you. They're just going to come and arrest you if they have the right court order and the right, you know, if they have probable cause and all that kind of stuff. So if you get a, if you get a phone call and they claim to be federal government, local, state government, take your pick, it is not true. And chances are, under current methodologies, you could recognize from the accent they are probably not from your local police department and likely not coming to arrest you. But again, people fall for this all the time. If you look at the, if you download and take a look at the FBI Internet Crime Complaint Center 2021 report, you'll see millions of dollars have been lost due to this kind of fraud by seniors year in and year out. Next type is lottery scam. Happens all the time. Not so much anymore. It's a little less, but still millions of dollars being lost to this scam where you get an email and said you were, you won some lottery online and now you just have to pay the taxes or you have to pay some fee for them to wire transfer you the money. Again, it's a scam. Don't fall for it. No one is winning the lottery that they did not actually buy tickets for. Yet people, again, people are persuaded. The scammers recognize people are easily persuaded by needs. One of those needs is wanting to have more money or thinking they can get money for nothing. And so they rely on that belief or that, you know, fictitious belief that people have, or that desire rather that people have to get money quickly. And so they will fall for these things. I had a lady in Cleveland when I was a supervisor on the cyber squad for the FBI there. A neighbor fortunately caught this scam a little late, brought her in to explain that she had paid or sent money overseas, sent $200,000 overseas to a scammer because she had won a lottery. So it is, this is, I mean, these scams are real. They are constant. They continue to go on. And to the, again, to the tunes of millions and millions of dollars. Scams against seniors is the number two financial loss year in and year out. Because bad guys are continuing to use these same scams over and over again because they prey on the goodness of people to believe others when they talk to them. It's easy to convince these folks to give them money. The grandparent scam, sorry, I spelled that to be grand D with a D. I misspelled that, didn't catch it. But anyway, the grandparent scam is common where a grandparent will get a call. And so as an example, you pick up the phone and the person there says it's grandpa. And the grandparent or grandma and the grandparent will say one of their grandkids' names, and that scammer will say, will pretend that they are that grandchild and say, hey, I've been, you know, I'm traveling in London, I've been arrested, or I lost my wallet, or I mean, pick a different, you know, fictitious event. And the you know, the senior who is getting that phone call is scared for the well-being of their loved one, their grandparent or their grandchild, and they will wire transfer money thinking they are helping that particular grandchild out. I mean, I had this happen to my mother. She called me one day, we were eating dinner, and said, hey, is Patrick there with you? I go, yeah, he's sitting right here next to me eating dinner. And she goes, well, I just got a call saying he'd been arrested and needed $1,000 to get bailed out of prison. I said, well, he has not been arrested. He is right here, so don't worry about that. That is a common scam. And it was the grandparent scam. So again, understand that if you have your mother or father, you know, and you have kids, that you should make sure that they contact you before they send any money to your kids or to their grandkids. Because again, common scam that scammers are using. And again, the only reason these scams continue year in and year out is because they work and they are effective. So again, it's incumbent on, you know, those of us who are paying attention to these things to let people know what these scams are, be aware of them, look out for them. So again, you can protect seniors online. And last I'm gonna mention here is the technical help scam. This is where a lot of ways this can happen. This can happen through email, can happen through phone calls. The one I've seen most recently is it's a lot of emails with this particular type of scam where it says, hey, your McAfee antivirus subscription has been renewed for $350. If this is, you don't want to continue the subscription, call this number and we will reimburse you. Basically what will happen in this, and if you look on my Get Cyber Smart podcast, I have an episode where I actually talk to one of these scammers. They think they are talking to a potential victim, but I kind of roll him out for a while. But anyway, so they will get the victim to download a remote access tool that will give the bad guy access to their computer where they can upload malware, they can steal files off of that computer, they can put a keystroke logger to grab passwords, they can do a whole host of bad things on the victim's computers. So again, I mean, McAfee's one, Norton's another. I've seen it where it's Amazon, and where a fraudulent, you bought a $700 computer on Amazon. If this is not real, call this number to get the charge reversed. You do that, and then you end up, the victim will end up getting, and again, these frauds don't happen just to seniors. Certainly people who are not seniors can also fall victim to these frauds, but they are primarily targeting seniors because the success rate they've had with it. But so the Amazon one, you buy something on Amazon, and at this point, everybody's buying stuff on Amazon. And you end up giving them information, and they may end up asking, hey, okay, we'll reverse the charge to your credit card. Just give us your credit card number. So you think, okay, well, I'm going to get my money back. So here's my credit card number. And then they basically take all the money off your credit card. So there's a lot of ways a technical help scam does this, either by getting access to your computer, by getting access to your credit cards. My brother-in-law called me because his mother had fallen to this. She was in her 80s, and she had given the fraudster like three or four different credit card numbers over the course of these conversations. And so, again, I tell you all this because these scams work. They continue to work. And next week, we are going to talk about how to protect yourself from these scams. So in other words, what do you need to do? What do you need to do to help your senior that you are helping not become a victim? Because the goal of all this is to make sure to prevent people from becoming victims of cybercrime. First, the key part of this is understanding the threat. The threat is there are bad guys out there targeting seniors. Then you can assess your risk. You can figure out if your senior that you are helping understands the threat picture, their risk is pretty low. If they have no idea of any of these threats, and I just hit the top five here. There's plenty of other threats that we could go over. And ultimately, my goal here with this is to take this couple week quick podcast and expand it out into a longer offering with a lot more information. But that's a little ways down the road. But again, understand your threat, assess your risk, proceed wisely. As always, if you have thoughts, questions, or comments on the podcast, you can email me there at my email, darren@thecyberguy.com. You can find videos on YouTube, the Get Cyber Smart YouTube channel, and there's my LinkedIn. That's probably the easiest way really to get in touch with me is to go to my LinkedIn page or follow me there. I give a lot of information on a daily basis about different cyber topics. As always, I appreciate you taking the time to jump in here, listen to what I have to say, watch the restream. I'm still trying to get the live stream stuff going on. But thanks so much for your help. Know that knowledge is protection. If we understand the threats targeting us, we can assess our risk. We can then proceed wisely. Thanks again so much. Have a good week.